the 1893 Sermons. This sermon is given by Elder R.C. Porter, The Mind of Christ, number 1. On the evening of Friday, January 27, Elder R.C. Porter commenced a series of lessons on the mind of Christ. He read for a foundation Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11, which we will now read. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The speaker began by saying that the subject of the mind of Christ, as indicated by the scripture he had read, embraced all the Bible and everything concerning us for the present time and for eternity. The believers in Christ should have one spirit, one mind. This can only be attained by having the mind of Christ. The mind we are exhorted to possess is that mind. We can permit it to be in us. The entire gospel is summed up in the mind of Christ. When we know God, we know Christ. Then we have eternal life. When we study the mind of Christ, we study the plan of salvation. Christ's relation to God, both in regard to creation and redemption, has always been the same in every age. Christ's relation to God and to all created beings is forever the same. The only way to become acquainted with God is through Christ. John 17, verse 3. The study of the mind of Christ will not be confined to this present world, but it will be extended into the eternal ages. Said Philip, "Show us the Father." Jesus replied, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. He and the Father are one." John 10, verse 30. One in nature, one in character, and one in purpose. When we have seen Christ in any relation to God and to man, we have seen him as he is in all ages. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no such thing as new revelations of the plan of salvation to God. Christ was with the Father in the creation of the universe. That creation included every planet. And in the plan of creation was embraced a plan of redemption from sin, should it ever come into any part of the creation of God. God did not plan for sin. He wanted all the inhabitants of the universe to be his servants, but he left them free to do as they would. That man might be free, God took the risk of sin. The speaker referred to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10, which we will read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even to him. God had an eternal purpose concerning us. That purpose was that we should be perfect in our life toward God and toward all his creatures. His purpose was that the things he had created should be the inheritance of his children. Taking the risk of sin, God had made provision for it. This plan was in his eternal purpose, but it was not revealed until there was a necessity for it. When the necessity came, God was ready to meet it. He was as full of mercy before he created the universe as since sin entered it. His original plan made provision for every contingency that might arise and needed nothing new added to it in order to make provision for sin. He then read Romans 16, verses 25 and 26, which we will read as well. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. The plan was laid for all worlds, but a part of it was kept secret even from the angels. When it was revealed, they desired to look into it. 1 Peter 1, verse 12. The contrast between Christ's mind and ours may be seen by reading Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, which we will read. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. When we have this mind, our minds will be greatly enlarged and expanded. Do we not desire the things that will make us godlike? Satan wanted to be like God, but he went at it the wrong way. Christ shows us the right way. It is by humbling ourselves as he humbled himself. This is our privilege. Read Philippians 2, verses 1 through 9. Satan thought it the one thing to be desired to be equal with God. Christ did not think so. In the final issue, Christ will be subject to the Father. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 28. And it says, and when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. In the creation, Christ was in his Father's counsel. Micah 5:2 says, But thou, Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Proverbs 8, verse 32 says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, and blessed are they that keep my ways." Genesis 1, verse 26 says, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." All the ages were in the plan. It was all present, for He is the I Am, and His plans are all executed in Christ. This is the end of Elder Porter's sermon.